We're with Burke Holland, Director of Developer Relations at Progress Software, and we're at the Native Script Conference in Boston. Burke, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Joel.
So we know what Progress Software is up to, lots of great development tools from Telerik and Rollbase and some other products. But Native Script, this is something that a lot of developers may not be familiar with. Can you put in 25 words or less what Native Script is and why it's important?
Wow, so I should be able to regurgitate the 50-word positioning statement for marketing here. Let's see how well I do. Yeah, Native Script is how you build truly native mobile applications without web views using JavaScript and Angular and with the ability to reuse all of the existing native libraries that are out there, such as CocoaPods and Android Arsenal libraries.
How is that different from the many other development platforms and frameworks that are out there that purport to do mobile and cloud application development?
That's a great question. So there's a lot of frameworks that purport to allow developers to build cross-platform mobile applications with JavaScript. But the way that they accomplish that is they basically wrap your code in a web view so that you're building a small mobile website that looks like an app, but it's really an imitation. And so we call this hybrid, and the sort of the fallout from that is that oftentimes these apps don't perform as well as we would like in certain scenarios. So what NativeScript does instead is NativeScript uses JavaScript, and it actually runs that JavaScript directly onto the device and has direct access to the device APIs. So the application that is rendered, if you have a button, it's an actual native button. You have a list view, that's an actual native UI table view on iOS or a list view on Android. So the result is a truly native application, but all of the coding is done in JavaScript and markup, which is very familiar to web developers.
So you're taking away this cloaking layer, this outer wrapper, which, of course, would be a performance hit.
Absolutely correct. So the mobile web browser is underpowered by design because the device makers do not want developers to use the internet to bring a device to its knees. And so because of that, the mobile web tends to suffer from performance issues. And this has been sort of a hot topic lately. I'm sure you've been to a mobile website where you're like, this does not even hardly work. And so the same thing can happen to hybrid applications. And so hybrid applications do have a time and a place, and oftentimes they're the right solution. But oftentimes when you want that consumer-grade experience, you want a native app, but you don't want to write it twice. So NativeScript allows you to write that one set of code, one project, iOS and Android.
NativeScript is closely allied with Angular, and particularly Angular 2. Can you talk about the relationship and the symbiosis between these two?
That's a great question. Back in February of 2015, the Google team reached out to us as they were early on with Angular 2. We were in beta for NativeScript. And what they had done with Angular is that they had said, well, what if people want to use Angular to build for more than just the web? And so what they did was they pulled out the dependency on the DOM or on a web browser HTML from Angular. That's no longer there. And so you can intercept Angular at any point in time and render it for different platforms. And so what NativeScript did after working with the Google team was to implement Angular support in NativeScript so that the same Angular code that people were learning for the web could then be used. You could alter the markup so that it's NativeScript markup, but that your applications would be truly native iOS and Android apps. And so you have the full ability to reuse and share code between the web and truly native applications.
Where does this run? Is this an on-premise? Is this in the cloud as a service?
NativeScript is something that runs on a developer's desktop via some tooling. So they create a new project, and then there's some build services that we provide that a developer installs. We're also looking to provide a cloud build service so that a developer, if they don't want to install and configure Android or they don't have a Mac, which is a lot of people, they can still build those applications by basically saving their code, which is then sucked up into our cloud build center, and then we just give them the compiled binary directly back so they don't have to set their environment up at all.
When we look at developers' toolkits today, there are a lot of different things in there. There's Python, there's JavaScript, there's R, there's C++, there's Scala. Now you're putting something additional into that toolbox. What does the developer have to do to assimilate all of that?
So actually, what NativeScript is trying to do is not put another tool into that toolbox. So we're using JavaScript, specifically TypeScript, which has gained a lot of popularity. We're basically saying if you've learned how to build with Angular 2, you should now be able to build native mobile applications as well without having to learn anything else. So what we want to do is not add to that noise, but allow developers to take the knowledge that they have and take that from their current position to mobile devices. I think for a lot of developers, say you're a C# developer, or maybe you're a C++ developer, you probably know JavaScript as well. Everyone seems to know JavaScript because you have to have it to work on the web, but you don't want to have to go out and learn Objective-C and Android to write native apps. And so what NativeScript does and says, well, you know JavaScript, so that's all you need to know. You know enough, you can now build these native mobile applications.
You mentioned the expertise that developers have. Is there additional expertise that they need to acquire to use products like NativeScript and Angular? And looking forward, what do they have to know to be successful?
I think that if there's one thing that developers need to know or need to learn in addition for NativeScript is a comfort with or an ability to call device native APIs. And so because NativeScript provides access to all underlying native APIs, some of those, many of them, we wrap up for you so that there's a clean, normalized API that you can use. But if you're on iOS and you want to do something special that NativeScript doesn't currently enable, you can actually call that API directly from JavaScript. So developers who are comfortable with JavaScript and who don't mind occasionally looking at a native API doc when they want to do something that's not on the docket, that would be sort of the prime candidate for NativeScript. And those developers, the ones who are willing and interested and want to use these available native APIs, those are the developers that are truly going to be able to unlock the power of NativeScript.
Since you brought up APIs, let me go off on a tangent for one question. We are living in an API crazy world. The proliferation of APIs seems unstoppable at this point. Everybody has an API that is public or private or is being made available in one way or another. For an IT department, what do they do as far as managing all of this, pulling it all together, making sure access is controlled and versions are where they need to be?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. So that's definitely an issue. There's a lot of different ways to handle this. There are certain systems out there that will basically abstract APIs for you or create them automatically for you so that you're not building your own APIs. Progress has one. It's called Data Direct, running in the cloud. There are several others. I think that the solution here is really to move to these systems where instead of developers banging out APIs anytime you need access, you have a system that sits in front of your APIs and you point that system and say, I need access to this table or I need data from these three tables. And you have a visual designer that creates that API and then all of those APIs are centralized in one place. And again, there's a lot of different products. I know I keep plugging Data Direct, but that would be the sort of the future of APIs, I think, and trying to get our arms around that.
And a final question. Progress has sort of reformulated many of its products and repackaged them under a new umbrella over the last several months. Can you tell us where Progress is headed and what developers can expect in terms of stability of the relationship with Progress?
Yeah, absolutely. So Progress actually there's probably been more innovation, I think, in the last 6 months than an entire 5 years that I was at Telerik before acquisition. And so there's a couple different things going on. The first one is you have something called Digital Factory, which is we have a popular CMS system called Sitefinity. We have mobile development tools that allow people to create mobile applications using either hybrid or NativeScript technologies. We also have powerful analytics. And what we've done is we've combined all of those into a single solution called the Digital Factory. And the idea is that you would be able to have one solution which runs in the cloud or on-premise and allows you to create multiple web properties to basically digitally transform your business, take it online, put it on a mobile device, measure it, track it, be effective with it. So that's the first thing we're excited about. That's coming soon. The second one is NativeScript. We've been working on this since 2013 when we were first whiteboarding ideas. So we're here, it's 2016. We've been working on it a long time. We could not be happier with where it is, but we remain fundamentally committed on the Telerik side, especially to our developer tools, to our UI components. That's who we are. That's what we did. That's what we will do going forward. So with the new ASP.NET Core, with the new Xamarin platforms, we're hard at work on all of those things. Kendo UI has been rewritten from the ground up for Angular 2. So you can expect, I think, a lot of really cool innovation from Progress, specifically in the Digital Factory and the NativeScript arenas. But you can also expect more of the same gorgeous UI components on the Telerik side that people have come to know and love.
We've been talking with Burke Holland, Director of Developer Relations at Progress. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joel.